Welcome to Flow State Business. We're doing a bit of a later episode, so apologies for the lighting if you're watching on YouTube. I'm still in between homes in many ways. The countdown timer is on for us to move back to our house that we bought last year, but it is still a couple of weeks away. In the meantime, I am making do with the lighting here and the lighting that I literally took all around the world with me, which if you guys are interested in checking out my gear and what I use, then definitely just go to the show notes. If you're on YouTube, I've linked everything. I get asked so many times, you know, what light this is, like where I'm actually just creating a bit of ambiance. You probably can't see it so much, but there is a bit of a beautiful glow in the background. I can change the colors of this for all of my courses. I have a ring light, a microphone. And so if you want to check that out, it is all in the show notes. Anyhow, we are here and I am feeling all the feels. As I'm recording this, we are literally about a week away from the full moon. Me and so many of you are feeling big changes. Doesn't that happen during the full moon? And isn't that just so beautiful that as the earth goes around, as the world does its thing, we are drawn into periods of the cycle to help us stop and reflect and to help us really see what areas of our life, our business, our energy can be improved or which parts of those we can amplify. And as we head into, I believe it's the Sagittarius full moon. You guys, if you've been around for a while, I am a Sag sun and very proud of it. This is going to be a pretty major full moon for me personally, and I'm feeling it already. And definitely in terms of big picture dreams, of forward planning. I've just come back from travel, but I've just found myself already thinking about where I want to travel to next. Me and my client are planning an international retreat and VIP day, which I do for my private clients. So it's interesting, just noticing what comes up in my energy. One of the things that I'm going to start doing, and this is my way of saying I'm keeping myself accountable, or maybe you can keep me accountable. I'm going to try out a meditation technique where I'm going to work up to 20 minutes. My mind does move very fast. 20 minutes feels so long to sit in silent meditation. Maybe some of you can relate to that. Let me know actually in the comments if you do also, air quotes, suffer from the same thing. Right now I'm starting at 10 minutes and it's just pure silence. And it's silence in the way where I don't mind if there's household noises going around because I want to train myself like a monk in many ways to zone out the natural noises around me and to just find silence within my system. So it is a fun little challenge, but I am really called to it right now. No meditations with, you know, like usually I'll just find something that's intuitively shown to me on my YouTube feed, or if I'm searching for something in particular, like a meditation for calm, focus, abundance, those sorts of things. Now I'm going to go through at least a 30-day challenge where I'm going to work my way up to 20 minutes of silence and let's see how we go. I'm not going to say that I'm going to do it every day, but it is a 30-day challenge in terms of how many days I can get it done within 30 days. And try not to over-strategize the whole thing, as in like make it an item on the tick list that just goes against, I think, everything that I stand for. It needs to be in that moment, really connecting to source energy and finding that sense of peace and the answers that I know are always, always within me. And this really is such a clear segue towards some of the energies that have been floating around. And, you know, what I'm about to share is going to be very vulnerable because it is about the hardships that I face as a coach running a multiple million-dollar brand and also having a relatively lean support team. And I know that this is also going to be a representation of what my clients are going through because I'm not sure if as a coach you've noticed that what your clients are going through. Most often you've either just gone through it or you're feeling a sense of going through it. That's not a mistake, by the way. That is two energies coming together at a very special time in a life path where you are both meant to lead one another. And this is my true understanding of coaching relationships, not in the sense of the coach is on a pedestal and the coachee has to look up and follow like a disciple. I'm really of the school of thought and energy where we are brought together at one time to be shown each other's strengths and shown each other's ways forward in different methods and giving us a sense of picking up a new tool so that we can really race forward in the best possible way and run this race, run this lifetime in the best possible way. Okay, so let's have a chat about hardships and challenges and those moments in coaching where you literally are drawn to feel so angry and frustrated. You want to scream at the ocean, which I did in Dubrovnik. If you guys know, you know, or whether you just want to scream into a pillow and just let it all out. There's lots of screaming in this episode, but however it is that you let the energy through and out, that's what I mean. And, you know, I want to start by saying it's not always easy. And there will be days when it feels like everything is going south and not in the, you know, pleasurable sense of the word. Anyway, those days, they come and they go. And everyone experiences it. Every single person that you have maybe put on a pedestal and that you have maybe even made in your mind as the one that can do no wrong, the celebrity that has no issues, the personal brand that seems to always be so bright and shiny. One of the biggest challenges that I face as a business owner and someone who's been running a coaching practice now for 5 years is decision making. And sometimes you make killer decisions and you go with the flow and you are feeling so good about that decision. It's like, yep, it's come to me so clearly. But if you are not great at decision making, more than likely, this is why you're feeling that sense of procrastination or why nothing's moving fast enough. It's definitely because you haven't made a call. And whether that is like a physical call to somebody or an email that you want to send or, you know, something that requires something in the material world to shift and move, or making an energetic call, like from now on, I'm not going to do that. Or from that moment, I'm drawing a line in the sand and I'm deciding that I'm not going to let that happen anymore. So those decisions, they can really, you know, hold a lot of energetic heaviness. And if you're not practicing the energy of releasing, and if you're not practicing clearing out your space, so whether it's even just with some Palo Santo and just allowing that cleanse to happen, or it's a beautiful clearing crystal, it's just taking cold showers, those sorts of things are so important to incorporate. Now, as the leader of my team, the responsibilities really fall squarely on my shoulders. Yes, I have Michael, who is an amazing part of the brand, but I've spoken about this before. Michael's stepping away from the business quite a bit now, actually quite a lot, probably since the last time we spoke to him. And I am so happy in that sense that he's going on to find new passions and definitely opening up new income streams for us, and being able to live his best life because he's helped so much in setting up this business for us. But now the big decisions are definitely with me, and some of them are very crucial and they can impact the success or the challenge of a project or even the entire business. Things like making monetary calls on what we invest in, pay rises for my assistant, saying yes or no to certain service providers and following that intuitive guidance there. But the weight of these decisions can often keep me up at night. And there have been times where I absolutely experienced that entrepreneurial anxiety, like not in the sense of, you know, diagnosed anxiety, but I call it entrepreneurial anxiety, where you sit up at night and you wonder if you've made the right call or if there was a better alternative, and you flip flop and it's just all over the shop. If that's you and that's what you're going through, please know that you can't fuck it up. Like, honestly, it's not like success or failure, as much as our ego can sometimes lead us to believe. There are times when we allow ourselves to make the wrong choices, but there's always a learning from it. And I know from my own personal experience, anytime that I feel as though I've made really shitty decisions, there's always a silver lining behind it. And it's made me a better entrepreneur and it's definitely made me a better CEO. Like the version of me today could not be the version of me today if I hadn't made those mistakes or if I hadn't made decisions that were just totally crap. And I go back and I think to myself, you know what? I don't even need to forgive myself for making crap decisions. I actually would go back and thank that version of me to say, I'm so glad you did that because I wouldn't have learned from that place. A really tangible example is, you know, because I've talked about it so much here, is I invested over $110,000 in Facebook ads and funnel people and experts. And I know that it didn't work because my actual funnel sucked. And also, I didn't know how to say no to certain things with the experts when in my gut, I was like, that's not me. That's not my brand. And because I wasn't proud of it, I didn't want to promote it. And so many other things impacted the success of that funnel. Now, without making that decision, I would still be playing very small. Whereas now I understand my brand messaging so much better. And it's led me to hiring my new amazing team member who is solely looking after my cold funnels, which is amazing. And her and I are working just like so beautifully together. I love you so much, Ali, if you're listening. And secondly, it's also given me the confidence for me to run my own ads, which I've also talked about in previous episodes. So I hope that's helped in some way. Let's change gears slightly and talk about missed payments and anything really to do with financials in the business, whereby you're chasing payments or, you know, clients aren't finishing their payment cycles. There's no other way to say it. It's absolutely disheartening when clients fail to meet their financial obligations. And once again, this is something that you will encounter in a coaching business if you haven't already. Running a lean team also means that, once again, it's up to me or somebody in the team to chase the payment. And it just even saying that term is so disgusting to me. And it makes me really, really frustrated. Is that not my manifesting generator coming out? Where it's like, why do I have to do this? Why am I in the position where I have to chase a payment whereby I've met my side of the deal, but you haven't? And all these sorts of things come up and they become really heavy and really toxic. And especially running in a lean team, every dollar counts. I'm sure you can absolutely relate to that. And missed payments can create really significant setbacks because you're planning out your financials for the year. And it's not to say, oh my gosh, you know, she's making millions of dollars and she can do without it. Or she's just a small business and, you know, like there's no way that they're going to recover that payment so I can get away with it. It's not that at all. It's there's such a big ecosystem behind it all, you know, with the team that you are paying or the technology that you're keeping behind the business, all of these things add up, but they also form a part of a cadence and a cycle, right? So it is really a constant balancing act trying to keep the business afloat in a sense, but also dealing with financial uncertainties that come with missed payments. So my thinking here is it's energetic for sure. I've been through times when it feels like two or three missed payments happen all in a row. And yes, I get frustrated, but the very next thing that I do, literally the next thing I do, is I start really cleansing out my energy with anything that might be negative or blocked financially. I like literally, it's not about them, but it's about me. And I'll hold the mirror up and I'll be like, okay, where is it that doesn't feel great, girlfriend? Where are things feeling a little off and funky? And if I can't find it myself, that's when I'll go and seek out my practitioners like kinesiologists or hypnotherapy. And in the subconscious mind is where the answer is. So typically, if that does happen, I clean it up really fast. I blow out the cobwebs. I have the difficult conversations. And usually it's conversational. You know, I'll just be saying, I noticed that your payment got missed and what's going on? Like, talk to me. Is there anything that we can do there? And honestly, 99.99999% of the time, it's, you know, like genuinely, they're so sorry. And we come up with a plan that matches the both of us. And it's so rare. Like, even this year, I've only had two clients do that. And in my last episode, I talked about how I have anywhere between 30 to 70 clients at a time. Two clients for all of 2023 who I've had to have this conversation with. It gets to be Minimal, very minimal. And you get to say to yourself, if you're experiencing this in your business, that it's just not something that you're energetically matched to anymore. And you're okay for that to just leave and go away. And it no longer has a place in your business. So I really hope this has helped, because I know a lot of you are feeling it at the moment. I don't know what is going on in the air, but there is a bit of a funny little trend that's happening there with missed payments. And, you know, you could pin it to what's happening with the economy and all kinds of things like that. But ultimately, if it were me and that's happening and in my shoes, I look at what's going on inside of my aura and I look at what's within my control, not focusing on what's not in my control. Okay. There are definitely also moments when you actually make a really bad call in your business that has to do with a client. And we're all human. Like, there are times when I've miscommunicated something and I've pissed off my client. And trust me, as the ex-president of the People Pleaser Committee for Oceana, it used to hit real hard because I knew that it was my mistake. Like, I had misread something and I totally said the wrong thing. I stepped on someone's toes. I followed up some stuff that didn't need following up, you know, those sorts of things. And oh my gosh, like, I just want to say that 5 years in, I am really not exempt to making errors or misjudgments. And it's really tough to kind of get to a place, especially as entrepreneurs who are really proud of our brand and, you know, we're gatekeepers of how we're perceived in the market. When something goes wrong, it's on you. And it's also on you to accept the fact that you fucked up. But like I said earlier, nothing is not fixable. Everything is, it comes to a place where it's a learning. And from my own undoings, I found that the easiest path of least resistance is to just get humble and just admit that, oh, like, stuff didn't work out and you were the one who just went in there and meddled with it and made it all just the bigger mess that it really needed to have been. I've also been on the receiving end of it where it's like, hang on a second, I'm the client. Like, why are you getting all fluffy about me? And it's not great either. So there are times when it's like, okay, just check yourself and put yourself in a position of how the client's feeling and noticing that, hang on, if there's been a miscommunication, that's not on the client. That's on you. It's your business. It's how you are conversing with the client. So there's been many instances where I've been told certain things that, well, it's like a jagged pill to swallow. And, you know, I'll give you one example, which was from a few years ago. A client who I really treasure and love, she said to me she loved my program and she just had the best time and the best transformation, but she just felt like my exit or the offboarding of her experience was basically non-existent, and it made her feel kind of really kicked to the curb, just like, you know, next. And I mean, no one wants to have that feedback. Nobody wants to have that feedback. And I totally could see her point of view 100%. And there was a side to me where I was like, I could have really snapped back and been like, what did you want? Like a, you know, like a grand royal send off, like what's happening here? But no, that's not where that comment came from. It came in through a testimonial, actually. So she gave me an amazing testimonial. And then at the bottom, it said, is there anything else that you'd like to add? And that's where she'd left a nice chunky paragraph. And at that point, I mean, I think I just sat back and realized I don't have an offboarding process. I have an amazing onboarding process. I don't have an offboarding process. I also didn't do a closing ceremony, which I now do in the business. I also didn't really take the time to let people know, hey, something's finishing up here. You've got a week to go, or you've got 3 days to go. And now when I'm in Voxes and I close off a group, it's like, guys, I can't believe it. There's literally only a week to go, or there's only 48 hours left. Hit me up with any questions. I'm right here for you. I'm doing that now because of what that client said. And I treasure that piece of feedback, like I truly do. And to kind of just shine a light on that example, what I know has been done really well, why I know I've done that really well, I should say, is because that client has gone on to become an Inner Circle client, has gone on to become a very treasured friend of mine in the industry. And I know her and I will continue working together through different touch points of her business. I'm so grateful to her for calling that out. And it was a bad call on my side of things. It was a bad business decision to not have an offboarding process. So I have to remind myself that mistakes like that are opportunities for learning and for growth, but also to bite my tongue and give it a minute and be like, hang on, you don't need to snap back like a snapping turtle. It's truly here to show you where it is that you can improve. And there are humbling moments that you might experience through your business. And it's one of those weird emotional set points as well, where you might have a bit of a teary, you might be really hard on yourself, you might just feel really down and it takes you out, takes your legs out for a day. Just that's okay. But know that it's actually really, really here to help you. And it's really here to serve you. Don't be so hard on yourself. And if you need to just tell yourself that right now, don't be so hard on yourself. Mistakes happen and they happen to help us. Okay. So despite all of these different hardships and different moments, whatever it is that you're going through, take it from someone who might be just maybe a little bit further ahead than you in terms of time. Like I'm 5 years now into business and maybe you've just started. I honestly would not trade this job. I would not trade what I do. I would not trade my role on this planet at this time as a business coach and as a beacon for anything. This is my favorite job that I've ever had. This is my life purpose, kind of light my world up, fireworks every day type of opportunity. I live it. I breathe it. I believe in the power of entrepreneurship and helping others achieve their dreams, which is why when I jump on and I record my podcast every week, it's me knowing that I am contributing to something greater than just me. I'm contributing to some level of a tapestry that's being created out there. And whether it's a part of your tapestry where you're taking something away today and just letting yourself, maybe it is just forgive yourself or to know that, you know what, like don't be so hard on yourself. The challenges are here as a part of the journey. And there's moments where it might feel really overwhelming. It might feel extremely uncertain. And it's okay to just take a step back. I had a chat with a client of mine who's in a mastermind with me at the moment. And she's like amazing. I said to her, her superpower is really knowing where her energetic boundaries are. I actually have never met someone who was just so clean with that. And she said, I've just had to turn everything off and just take a minute to myself and serve my clients and just turn off the noise. Have you done that before? Just let it be and be just quiet for a sec. Listen to your heart, which is why I'm really excited to do that challenge personally for me, where I'm just listening to nothing as I meditate and listening to my heartbeat. Abraham Hicks says Esther Hicks listens to the air conditioning, which is cool. I've done that before too. So breathe and remind yourself why you started this journey. It's so much bigger than, I mean, you'll look back at whatever moment you're going through and whatever moment you're really hard on yourself with, you'll look back and just go, oh yeah, I forgot about that. Oh, that totally just slipped my mind. I didn't even remember that moment. There's so many times that that's happened. But in the moment, it is like the biggest deal. Just don't let it be, okay? Together, we're going to weather the storm, my love. We're going to learn from our mistakes and we're going to keep moving forward rather than being stuck in the same spot and not doing anything about it. Stay resilient. Keep pushing forward. I believe in you so, so much. I have to run to my mastermind call now with 3 minutes to spare. I love you. I love you. I love you. And I'm just going to flash my nails because I love them. If you're on YouTube, oh my God, they're so beautiful. They're like pastel-y unicorn, gorgeous nails. Anyway, I love you. And I will catch you next week for the next episode. Mwah.